The minority spokesperson on finance, Dr. Anthony Osayakutu, has urged government to face up with the problems confronting the economy and come out with tough decisions to improve it. He said before government can make any meaningful decision on the economy, it should disclose total arrears of statutory funds. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Osayakutu also tells government to fully disclose how the oil fund is being spent. He spoke about how the winner-takes-all approach is negatively affecting the political economy of the country.
Our current state of the constitution and the political economy of the winner-takes-all does not engender political parties to form a consensus opinion. Now, every party has its own guidelines as to when to elect their officers and so forth and so on. I don't know what he was referring to, but the fact is that the way our political system is now, it does not give too much room for building a consensus to help the country.
And how do we improve on that situation?
Well, I think we need to change the constitution. Some of us believe that we have to separate the executive from the right now, because of the fact that we have an executive presidency, parliament is even controlled by the executive, because majority of the ministers must come from parliament. So parliament has become more or less subservient to the executive. It is not good for our democracy.
Right, so how do we restore macroeconomic stability to make us credible in the eyes of international bodies?
The government must face up to the problems and come up with the type of decisions that need to be taken. But before they do that, they must tell us, they must disclose the facts. How much is government owing to the statutory fund? We don't know that. How is the government spending the oil revenue? We don't know that. Since 2012, Parliament has not been able to complete its work because the government has not given information on how the oil money has been spent. So the government, if it wants to take the people along, must come up with the facts. All those unnecessary expenditures that have been made since 2012 must be fully disclosed.
That was the minority spokesperson on finance, Dr. Anthony Osayakutu.